issue behind you now? You feeling pretty good?
Feel pretty good. I feel lucky to come out of the game feeling pretty good. So, I feel good.
Do you get more excited when you're going against a Tom Brady, or specifically Tom Brady, than maybe other games, or do you not even worry about it?
Well, I think we're all excited we're playing a good team. I think that's exciting in itself, and these games down the stretch mean so much for us. Not that the other games don't, but these are really important games for us. So I think that's exciting in itself.
As this season has gone along, have you done more audibilizing at the line of scrimmage, more checks, had more freedom to do that?
Well, I think I've always had the freedom. I think I have a long way to go, but I'm seeing things a little better. I think, obviously, the more you play, the more comfortable you get out there. So I think I'm seeing things better and trying to help us get in the right play and just doing what I'm coached to be honest with you.
When you guys have gone to almost strictly passing in the two halves, Kansas City and Tennessee, you've had success. Is there any part of you that says, why don't we just start that way and let you sling it around, given the way you've thrown the ball most of the game?
As a quarterback, I think you want to throw it 100 times a game. But I think we need to be able to do both. I think you got to have balance, especially down the stretch here when you're playing these kind of teams. You got to be able to do both. So selfishly, it'd be easy for me to say, yeah, I want to rip it. But you got to be able to do both, and I think we're going to get there.
Do you think the pass can set up the run?
Yeah. I think so. I think I don't know. I think in years past, I think it's been the other way around with this scheme. But, we're going to do whatever it takes to win, I think, is the bottom line, especially these last three games. So excited to get into it. Somebody's phone.
Not mine.
But, yeah, I think we'll be all right.
Why has it been so difficult to set up to run the ball?
Well, I don't know. I think it's a combination of things. I think – falling behind, not that you abandon the run, but there's a tendency to throw it more, and I think we've done that a few times with some slow starts for whatever reason, so that doesn't help. And then just, not having success early and not being in a rhythm, throwing it or running it, that gets you away from it too. So I think it's a combination of things, but hopefully we get back on track here pretty soon.
Is the O-line taking too much heat for all this?
I think so. I think it's an 11-man operation, right? It's quarterbacks getting in the right play. It's running backs finding the right hole when it's there, and sometimes making more when it's not there. And offensive line's got to do their job too. But it's an 11-man operation, so I don't think you can point the finger any which way.
Do you guys feel a greater sense of urgency now than you did maybe 2 weeks ago or last week?
Well, I think each game you have a ton of urgency. I don't want to say we're overlooking any game, but we kind of know what we got our work cut out for us down the stretch here. So I think there is a good sense of urgency in the building right now down the stretch here.
Is there a difference between urgency and panic?
Yeah, I mean, I think there is. I don't think there's panic. I think that's not how you want to operate. I think it's tough to perform when you're using that word, but. I'm excited. I know everybody in our locker room is excited. The coaches are excited. I think this is a great challenge for us.
What are you seeing from the Patriots defensively?
Really good players, great scheme, obviously really well coached, and they compete really hard. I think that's the one thing you see on tape is everything's contested. Every yard you got to earn, and it's a credit to them. I think they're a great team and definitely a great defense. Yeah, I think obviously we played them twice last year. I got to be a part of those two games in the prep, but each game's a little different, and I'm sure they'll have their wrinkles in, and we'll be focused on them and our side of the ball as well and during the week. But we'll be ready for anything. I mean, you never know. They could throw something different at you that you're not expecting. So we had a good day of prep today, and hopefully that continues. Yeah, I think they're going to make it hard on you, no matter what you're trying to do. I'm sure they'll have a plan for us, but that's why it makes it tough to think or read too much into what the other side of the ball is doing. I think it, sometimes you want to stay in your huddle and make sure you're following your keys and doing your things the way that you know how to execute.
Is there a sense if the offense gets into a rhythm, this team could go on a run based on how your defense is playing?
I think we're really confident. Obviously, not getting a win last week that stings a little bit, but I think we're confident going in these last couple of games. There's no reason why. I don't think anybody says in our locker room that we can't win any of these games. Or obviously we're starting with New England, but we got a confident group. We got the right guys to do it with for sure.
Having done it last year, coming from a place nobody thought you were going to be able to win anywhere at all, what did you learn leadership wise from that?
Yeah, it was obviously saw Brock and Peyton. Each guy did it a little differently, but. I think it starts with Coop, to be honest with you, and he's got a good pulse of the locker room, good feel of the team, and we're going to follow his lead, and we'll be all right there.
He said he coaches you hard. Do you feel that?
I think so, and I think you want that. I think, I don't think I'm any different than anybody else on the team. I think that's the way we're coached here, and a lot's expected of us, and that's the way you'd rather have it, right? Not the other way around, so. Fortunate to have Coop and all the other coaches around here.
And just like he said this week, Trevor took three sacks. Two of those are Trevor's.
There's always spots you can get better. And looking back now, last week there was definitely a couple plays I wish I could do over again. Might change the outcome of the game. You never know. So. But yeah, I think everybody will agree with you that they like being coached hard if they're made of the right stuff at least, and I think our guys are.
You started this year, kind of coming on the scene, just wanting to get the starting job. Now there's buzz about you being the long term guy. I mean, do you look at it that way that you're ready to be the long term quarterback for the Broncos here?
I'm really not looking too far ahead. I think. Me and everybody else know we got a pretty special opportunity these next few weeks. So I'm not looking too far ahead. I want to make the most of these next couple of games and get us into the playoffs and make a run here.
What are your earliest memories of watching Brady play?
I don't know. Yeah, I remember watching a couple of those Super Bowls. They played the Rams, I think. Was that the first one they won? Yeah, I remember that one. But, yeah, he's obviously been doing it a long time at a really high level. So one of those guys you like watching play, you like watching competing, and he does it the right way, no doubt.
Is that weird? Going up against him now?
I was with Peyton last year, kind of a similar deal. Grew up watching him too. So, I'm not playing – the Patriots' offense and playing their defense, so not getting too caught up in
anything
that.
Anything different from all the film work you did of them last year to what you're seeing now this year?
Yeah, a few changes here and there, obviously. I think over the course of a year, teams kind of change what they're doing or mix it up. But I think there's a little bit of carryover, but at the same time, I think there's a little change as well.
At this point in the season, how would you kind of describe yourself as a quarterback,
I don't know. I think I'm still learning a lot. I'm trying to learn as much as I can. I feel like I'm getting better. I know it doesn't always show, but I feel like I'm trying to make improvements each week and be the best guy for our team. So, again, really, really excited for these last couple weeks and especially this Sunday.
Did the foot limit you at all? It didn't look maybe once, but it didn't look like it limited you. Were you surprised at how well you felt or where you were in that game?
Felt pretty good. I knew I had a chance to feel pretty good. I thought I got better each day in practice last week. But I think we took the zone read out of the offense last week, which helped. But
you don't want to break that out too early.
Yeah, right. We'll save that for the playoffs, I guess. But, yeah, I felt pretty good, which was nice.
Anything else, guys? All right. Thanks, Charles.
Thanks, Charles.